Yeah, this is like a story almost, but it's about someone else. It's this girl I used to work with. She worked in a different apartment. I'm not gonna say her name, but this chick was not very attractive at all. She actually one time I remember one time I like saw her trying to like ask this dude out, like maybe we should get a movie sometimes, like some straight up 80s shit, like but he said no. He was very nice about it when he was response when he said no, but you could just tell like his body language was just like, fuck no, bitch, you have no boobs. You know what I mean? Because she had like no boobs, no ass. She was skinny as hell. And she wasn't that attractive. She had these big giant glasses. It was like she was like one of those girls that like no matter like she kind of had like the Lonzo Ball thing going on. Like Lonzo Ball, not Lon, yeah, Lonzo Ball. He does not look good in any hairstyle he has. It's like if you're like I mean there's ugly, but there's some people that are just so unattractive that like you no hairstyle looks good on you. Like and she was one of them chicks, because last time I seen her, she had that short lesbian Peter Pan haircut, most chick those chicks usually have. I mean, I didn't know too much about her, but long story short, on New Year's Eve, she like quit her job and she like went like to like Germany to meet some guy. And I'm just like, whoa, that shit is dangerous. You know what I mean? Because you see like things like that, like you hear about that shit. You know what I mean? But just the fact that you know someone that was just so like desperate for love. They went to like a whole nother country to meet someone. They have no clue is actually who they think they are, All the way to Germany, though, It's like, whoa. And and she was a white girl, of course, You know what I mean? Oh, but yeah, man. And you know what I mean? And it's just sad because, this is a girl who obviously wants some attention by a guy and all this and shit. But it would suck if if like she went there and it was like the worst, like some like sex trafficking shit, you know what I mean? That'd be so terrible, knowing like that could have happened to this chick, you know what I mean? Who knows? I hope, the good. But man, just it'd be so fucked if she just like gets to Germany, she got to Germany, guy comes, oh, it turns out it is the a guy, and she, the photo she he sent was real. She thinks she's gonna be all in love and all this shit, but then walks in a fucking house. He takes her to his apartment. It is just like six German dudes who are bottomless, shirts on and everything, but except their fucking they just got their pants and shit. They got their dicks out, balls swinging. You know what I mean? While they're jerking off, like just like slobbering, growling, got that look in their eye. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, like you know what I mean? Like they're about to fucking just gang rape this virgin girl that looks like a fucking little boy from fucking How to Catch a Predator with glasses and shit. And they just attack her and just, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just like. Guys, like, get your nuts out of my way. Like, me first, me first. That's not funny, but hey, it could happen, dude. I just found that so nuts, because you hear about shit like that all the time, but it's like, wow, you actually know someone who was that crazy to do that. And put themselves in a position that could end like that, that was just nuts to me, man. Maybe I don't hang around enough white people. Maybe that's normal to them, but dude, that's some nut ass shit right there, man. I said nut. But I'm out.